It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the ugliest thing on the planet? Most of all, well, I'm probably going to say a goblin shark. These things are freaking hideous. And if you haven't got a fear of the ocean, you might have one after today. Swishing through the deep sea, a goblin shark notices a small, yummy-looking squid. The animal inches towards its prey, but as the fish closes in, the snack starts to dart away. So the shark thrusts its jaw 3 inches out of its mouth. It shoots its mouth out of its body. The predator then grabs the squid in its teeth. After scarfing down the meal, the shark fits its jaw back into its mouth and swims off. This thing is the ugliest animal I have ever seen in my life. And like, obviously, I'll have podcasts start with this show, but I'm sure you'll agree with me. This thing is motley when you see it. Goblin sharks are a species of fish that usually live at the bottom of the ocean along continental shelves or a continent's edges. These pink animals can grow 12 feet long and weigh up to 460 pounds. So it's big and nasty. They have narrow snouts and fang-like teeth. Spotted mostly off the coast of Japan, they're named for their likeness to mythical goblins that appear in Japanese folklore. Scientists don't know much about the behavior of these rarely seen animals, but they believe that goblin sharks are solitary, just like many other shark species. They're that ugly, they can't even hang out together, if you ask me. They also think that fish are most active in the morning and evening. These animals are likely sluggish creatures, which can make it hard to chase food. Luckily for the slow pokes, their extendable jaws give them some extra bite. Oh, God. And if you've seen these jaws, your skin would crawl. Jagged teeth going everywhere, yuck. A goblin shark's top and bottom teeth are attached to ligaments or bands of skin tissue tucked into its mouth. When its prey is just out of reach, the shark extends it like the elastic tissue that it is to nab the grub. This allows the animal to chow down on snacks such as talus fish and squid. It also makes the shark one jaw-droppingly ugly fish. You want to see something nasty? You want to have the ugliest Halloween costume on the planet? You go look up the goblin shark. Yuck. I hope you guys are gobbling up all this bonus content as the 31 Days of Halloween special rolls on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe and to share the episode. You'll hear from me again tomorrow. Take care.